We have the Buffalo, we have a couple big events. One is called the Buffalo River Fest, and that's how I got started building this park. I needed somewhere to have it with citywide exposure. We used to have the rally in the valley behind the center. It was a small carnival. So we opted to go to Father Conway Park, which is nestled between Ohio and Louisiana Street. However, you couldn't see the river. You didn't even know a river existed. So I said, we need to go somewhere. If we're going to call it the River Fest, we got to celebrate the river. So we went knocking. A couple of my friends, board members, went knocking on doors and found the gentleman next door who owned Buffalo Alternator or Buffalo Motor and Supply, and his name was Tony Alternator. We always chuckle with that. He was willing to sell. I was only looking to lease. But anyway, we wound up coming up with a range price. However, I had no money. So I went to the politicians that were in the seat that time. It was Brian Higgins and Schroeder, and they were underlings. They were assembly and legislators or something. They said, Peggy, you're too premature. We don't have any money. I said, okay. So we walked out the door, and lo and behold, Brian was elected to Congress. Schroeder was elected to the assembly. And so he came up to me at Congress and Higgins' inauguration and said, I want to work with you on the river and do on the river what Higgins did at Gallagher Beach. That's when that was the beginnings of the waterfront development with Brian. And we did. And Schroeder was a great friend. And we wrote like 17 different grants, many more state grants. And he took me down to Albany and introduced me to all the commissioners. And we just got a lot of times we failed at the grant. We tried it for the next year. So our vision for the park started like in 2005. And the park was completed in 2011. So over all those years, I just kept on trying to get more money. And we did. We got 17 grants for $5.4 million.